Hansaland Radio.
We return here live down at Jackson Heights High School here on the MSC Sports Radio Network against the Jackson Heights Cobras of Class 2A taking on the Onega Buffaloes of Class 1A Division 1. Again, a big cast and crew down here helping us all out. Of course, Seth and Bobby back in studio. We've got Ethan Will down here helping us out now on the live stream, as well as we have Grant Bales on the camera. Blaine Burdick here, my color commentator today, and of course me here, Brendan Prophet, your commentator here in this matchup. Jackson Heights girls, again, their game just ended. Jackson Heights girls won 37-32, but now we start the boys' game. We dive right into this one. Jackson Heights, the home team again, head coached by Brett Blatter. He's in his sixth season. Last winning season, though, for this Cobras team was back in 2017-2018. So, again, trying to refine those roots. It's a 2-2 start here of the year for Jackson Heights. They've alternated both wins and losses here this season. They came out, beat ACCHS, lost to Royal Valley, beat Troy, which was an impressive win as Troy had beaten Valley Falls, a state qualifying team, just a week ago. They beat Troy 47-31. Then Jackson Heights would fall against St. Mary's 73-31. Of course, a really good St. Mary's team at that. But last year, Jackson Heights did beat Onega 63-48 in that boys' game last year. But again, Jackson Heights, you keep looking at this season. They got four returning starters, 10 letter winners. They only lost two seniors last year in Jace Robinson and Cade Holiday at guard. Last year was a finish of an unfortunate finish there for the Jackson Heights Cobras on that year, as 2 years ago they had finished just 10-12, and last year they went 7-14 and 6-8 in the Northeast Kansas League. So Jackson Heights stepped down last year, but a lot of that was because they lost a lot of players. Zeller, who was out for this season after winter, he had to get surgery. He had lost Eli Kirk for a while. He lost Devin Montgomery for a while. You've seen a lot of players with sicknesses, bums up, bruises. I mean, you lose a lot of those key players, the star players, it's hard there to get out there and have a collective unit that's consistent there playing on the floor. But Jackson Heights, in the early going, they've had a nice unit, especially led by the guards here this season. Drake Melly's a 5'10" senior, but also don't forget the rising star in Devin Montgomery, a 5'9" sophomore as well. Was out a couple of games last year from concussion, but this season, 9 points per game, 2.7 rebounds a game, 27 points here this season, and 8 rebounds. He has been an incredible player this season, and he continues to lead this team down the court. He's a great kid. We're actually from both the same hometown. I see him at the local gym up at Hiawatha, but Nettawaka. So again, he's a great player, great kid, and he continues to be productive and effective on the court offseason and during the season. But look, again, there's so many kids here for Jackson Heights that we're going to see, of course, Austin Zeller and Drake Mellies. Turning the page, though, looking here at the Onega Buffaloes and what they've done. Jason Claycamp, his third season, 11th overall. Previously have coached at Wetmore. Actually, Blaine, you are pretty familiar with him, and you came from Wetmore, so you remember him back from those days. Jason Claycamp moving on to Onega, his third season as the head coach of the basketball team. Last winning season for Onega was back in 2016-2017, going 17-7, looking for that first winning season since then. They already have the 2-1 start this year. Back-to-back wins against Northern Heights and Flint Hills Christian. Of course, the last Friday, falling to JCN 61-36. Onega, they went 2-18 overall last year and 0-11 in the Twin Valley League. And despite that overall record, they were a team that did, in fact, take massive steps improvements. They did find a way to come into the right direction there, especially later on in the year. They only had one senior, Jackson Coltman, led the team with 13 points per game. He had three surrounding sophomores around him. But this year, Onega has brought back a lot of players who didn't play last season. Graham Volberg, Bressel, he didn't play last year. Same thing for Josh Daniels. He didn't play last year, but he did play a sophomore year. They got two seniors here on the team being able to play this year, and that's what you need. You need players. You need senior leaders, people who can step up and get on the court for Onega, and that's what's going to turn this team around. With four returning starters and 7 returning letter winners, the Onega Buffaloes have a chance to turn the program around this season and find that first winning season. But, of course, it starts here in this matchup against the Jackson Heights Cobras. We're going to take a step aside real quick for a 2-minute break. We'll come right back again. It's our boys' matchup, the Jackson Heights Cobras, taking on the Onega Buffaloes, all here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Gracie Mock, teller at the Farmers State Bank.
And I'm Hannah Reed, Assistant Vice President.
If you find yourself opening a new account to receive funds,
it's a scam.
Did you receive a large check in the mail out of the blue? If you find yourself mailing large sums of cash,
it's a scam. At Farmers State Bank, we're always happy to answer any questions. Call or stop by the bank if you or a loved one experiences any of these situations.
That's what I like about Farmers State Bank.
In Holton, member FDIC.
This holiday season, Foster Ford is spreading cheer with our Christmas giveaway. Enter our drawing for a chance to win one of two adorable Christmas bears or one of two $50 Chamber Buck gift certificates. It's our way of saying thank you and celebrating the season with you. Stop by Foster Ford right off Highway 75 in Holton to enter and check out our great selection of new and used inventory. Wishing you a joyful holiday season from all of us at Foster Ford.
Life's better with American Family Insurance. Because we know in making the most of your home, DIY doesn't just stand for do it yourself. It also means dream it yourself. And we're here to help protect the dreams you're building. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Brad Noller, agent at 785-273-7502 today. That's 785-273-7502.
There's nothing like a new calendar year to get you thinking about goals and ideas. Hi, this is Rita of Union State Bank of Horton, here to remind you that you can bring your ideas in to any of our branches. Let's sit down and talk about what matters most to you as a new year arrives. From home loans to improvement projects or business expansions and ag loans, we are here for every new idea and adventure. Learn more at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hanzaland Radio.
Welcome back here at 2.1 KMZA, part of the MSU Sports Radio Network. We're also live here on the Cobra channel as well, down here at Jackson Heights High School. It's the Jackson Heights Cobras of Class 2A, taking host here to the Onega Buffaloes, Class 1A Division 1. Our boys matchup wrapped up, or girls matchup wrapped up earlier, 37-32. Jackson Heights girls won. Now here we start our boys matchup. Here are starters for the away team for the Onega Buffaloes. Graham Bulberg, the 6'1" senior. Number 20, the 5'9" freshman, and Ryder Coulterman. Also, as well, Maddox Honus, the 5'9" junior. Cases Huff was the 6'4" junior. And Josh Daniels, the 5'10" senior. For the Jackson Heights Cobras, number 14, Devin Montgomery, the 5'9" sophomore. Drake Mellies, the 5'10" senior. Getting a pair of guards and point guards there for Jackson Heights. Number Austin Ziller, a 6'4" senior. Jace Doyle, a 5'11" senior. And as well as Eli Kurt, a 6'3" junior. So, again, for the Cobras, Mellies, Montgomery, Zeller, Doyle, and Kirk. And for the Buffaloes, it's Bulberg, Coulterman, Huffless, Daniels, and Maddox Honus. You take a look at the top players on both these sides. Looking at Jackson Heights, Drake Mellies, 10.7 points per game, 4.7 rebounds a game. Montgomery, 9 points per game, 2.7 rebounds. Austin Zeller, 7 points per game, 8.7 rebounds per game. You look at Onega, though. Led by Cason Huffless, 8 points per game, 6.8 rebounds a game. Who last year was CBO All-Leaguer. 12 points per game and 10 rebounds per game, averaging a double-double. Ryder Coulterman, a freshman cousin of Jackson Coulterman, who graduated last season, is averaging 8.3 points per game and 2.6 rebounds a game. Graham Bulberg averaging 8.3 points per game and 6.1 rebounds a game. So, again, both sides here, a lot of great players, a lot of great action. Onega nearly averaging 60 points per game. Jackson Heights averaging 50. We got Austin Zell on the left side of the dial, looking to tip it up for Jackson Heights and for the Onega Buffaloes on the right side. Cason Huffless. That being said, four quarters of action, 32 minutes altogether here on the MSU Sports Radio Network. Jackson Heights wins the toss. Zeller to Mellies, now Doyle to Kirk. Kirk to Zeller. Zeller back to Doyle, or swung back up to the top of the perimeter now. Jackson Heights, they'd like to work fast. They like to increase the tempo. Kirk fighting with it on the ball, on the ground with the ball, somehow keeping it alive for Jackson Heights, preventing the steal. Devin Montgomery in the corner, back up to Mellies. Mellies to Montgomery. Montgomery will switch it opposite side to Doyle, back up to Mellies. Jackson Heights, only 5 seconds on the shot clock. Mellies finds Kirk inside. He's got the assist. A great pass for Drake Mellies. Now 13 assists on the year for the point guard. And Kirk starts the scoring for the Cobras, up 2-0, 7:14 to go here in quarter number one. Maddox Honus with the ball. Right side, the 5'9" junior. He's only played in one other game this season. He scored 5 points in that contest. Ball is knocked out of bounds. And Jackson Heights, Onega will retake back over. And Maddox Honus, 5'9" junior. Played on this team last year as one of the starting point guards as a sophomore here. Turnover, Jackson Heights takes it over with Drake Mellies. Melis already a steal and an assist. Kicks it out to Doyle, and Doyle misses the three large. And the rebound is picked up by Graham Volberg. Now it's Onega's ball. There is a foul on the floor as immediately Jackson Heights nearly stole it right back to themselves. 2-0, 6:46 left to go in the opening quarter. Fouls against Austin Zeller. And when I was there for that first game of the season for Jackson Heights against ACCHS, the big thing is they had a lot of foul trouble, which is nice, though, that Jackson Heights has a lot of depth to, kind of play off of that. But again, a lot of trouble with fouls. And they are Volberg putting in the two after the inbound. It ties it 2-2, 6:34 to go in this first quarter. Did Montgomery a long three? A gift wrapped here to start this first quarter for Devin Montgomery. 5-2, Jackson Heights takes a three-point lead already here. Jackson Heights back on top, 6:17 to go in the first. Here's a long-range two from Belberg on the left side wing. It's missed. Melis picks up the rebound. Melis out to Doyle. Doyle inside to Kirk. Kirk on the left side elbow, drives with the ball, goes over the top and in. A great finish for Eli Kirk, climbing the chimney. And now it's with Onega. Onega down by five now, 7-2. Largest lead for Jackson Heights. 5:50 to go here in this first quarter. Both teams looking to bounce back after their loss on Friday last week. Jackson Heights lost to St. Mary's. Onega lost to JCN. Onega in the left corner with 10 seconds on the shot clock. Volberg driving inside. They're going to get a foul on the Cobras. But maybe they'll call that against Eli Kirk. And they will. Kirk already with 4 points here on this game. A 6'3" junior. 7-2. Jackson Heights, a 5-point lead early on. 5:35 to go here in this opening quarter. Onis inside is able to find Ryder Coulterman, the freshman. Coulterman out to Velbert. Velbert in the far corner to Honus. Honus up top to Coulterman. Coulterman, who is the leading quarterback this season, a takeover for his cousin Jackson Coulterman. A nice job stepping in place. He's definitely got the arms down and lots of ability. So a leader out in the football field as he continues to do so here on the basketball court this year. For Onega. Honus. Honus out to Velbert. Buffalo still in control with it, but only 6 seconds on the shot clock. Swung out to Honus. Honus got to put some quick moves on the floor, but those quick moves, that results in a travel. Onega, two turnovers here in this first quarter. 5 minutes to go in the first, 7-2. Jackson has a 5-point lead. Looks like the Onega Buffaloes and a man-to-man pressure here on the floor. Now here they drop it back to a zone defense here on the floor as they finally drop back a 2-3 zone against Jackson Heights. Melis takes a long three, misses. Here's Zeller, and he is fouled on the putback. Melis makes the rebound. He'll go up to the line. Drake Melis this season, it's kind of been a rough start from around the perimeter. He is 2 of 25 this year from beyond the arc, shooting at under 10% here this season. Zeller. First shot up and is out. But even regardless, you kind of bring up that stat. And head coach Brett Flatner, he kind of acknowledged that in the last coach show. He said, listen, the other shots aren't there. They're not going in right now, but they will. And in fact, still not hitting those shots, but averaging 10 points a game, 5 rebounds a game, and then also averaging nearly 3 assists and 3 steals. He's an all-around athlete, and he can get it done in multiple ways, and that's what he's proved here in this team. Zeller goes 0 for 2 at the free throw line for Jackson Heights. Rebound picked up by Onega. Nega with it now. Honus at the top of the perimeter. Out to Volberg. Volberg, he's wide open for a three. It's off the back of the iron, and Melis snatching up with the vertical leap for the rebound. Melis drives right side. Now he's going to take this right down the lane, and what a finish for Drake Melis. Down the Candy Cane lane, a sweet one to cap it off. And Melis on the board for the first time in this contest. It's 9-2. Jackson Heights up by 7. Here, Colby Fowley showing that 400 speed with the steal and put through on the layup. And a timeout taken by Onega. Jackson Heights quickly rolling 11-2. A 9-point lead for the Cobras. Timeout taken here by head coach Jason Claycamp. It's going to be a 30. 3:58 to go in quarter number one. 11-2. Jackson Heights lead. We're back after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton. We've been taking the dents out of accidents, since 1983. From collision to paintless dentless repair, window tinting, frame adjustments, auto painting, and glass repair, we do it all. Ron Kirk's professional service also includes local pickup and delivery and the handling of insurance paperwork. We take pride as a locally owned business of getting you back on the road in no time. But the best part of our job is the friends we make by accident. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas.
Kansaland Radio.
Here, Honus on the floor and throwing out left side of Elberg. Jackson Heights up by 9. Onega with the ball. It's 11-2. 3:40 to go in this first quarter. Here, quickly down the floor, and Onega is able to break the press, but not able to finish with the two is Josh Daniels. Ball goes out of bounds, and just a beautiful work through down the floor, but Daniels just could not get the finish underneath the basket. And another timeout here is taken. It's a 30-second timeout here by head coach Brett Platter from Jackson Heights. We'll go ahead and keep things here with 3:42 to go in this first quarter. 11-2, Jackson Heights up by 9. Blaine already, Jackson Heights, quick start. Millies with 2, Devin Montgomery, him from a long 3, Colby Bowie, great transition from the steal. Eli Kirk with 4 points. What are you seeing early here from Jackson Heights?
I'm seeing what the girls are normally good at. The girls have been normally the team that I would mention that would take the steals, take the ball away, and drive down the court. Now the Scopic boys team are doing exactly what the girls have been doing. They've been taking the ball left and right, getting good fast breaks, causing their defense a little mess up a little bit, their offense, and not able to get everyone down the court, which is really good, really well for them right now. I mean, even with them doing the press, going on that fast break, taking it fast, it kind of messes them up a little bit.
Jackson Heights will be down the floor, both Tegan and Kobe Bauhey on the floor, but it'll be a turnover for Jackson Heights, getting the ball knocked out of bounds. Nero Nega will take back over. It's Honus, Velberg. Velberg back to Honus, trying to make this full court pressure by Jackson Heights. It has been applied very toughly here in this quarter. Number one, Ryder Colstrom back out to Honus. Honus, Velberg, he's wide open for a three-point shot, and it's off the back of the rim, and Kobe Bauhey pinballs it off his forearm and is able to make the rebound. Down the court, Bauhey, fadeaway shot, and off the iron. Can Montgomery come away with the rebound? Yes, he can. Great box out and sealed. Bauhey up top this time. Another shot for Bauhey. Cleans it off the left side of the rim. And Allen gets it underneath the basket for the rebound. Another one as well. Back-to-back Montgomery, a three. He misses. And Huffless comes up with the defensive rebound. And after all that chaotic mess, another timeout here taken by head coach Jason Claycamp. 11-2 it stays. Jackson Heights up by 9. 2:54 remaining in quarter number one. We'll take a step aside. We're back after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is Jordan Robbins with Morton Buildings serving Northeast Kansas. At Morton, the difference is in the details. From our cutting-edge innovations, best-in-class warranty, and our craftsmen in the field, we are dedicated to surpassing expectations. Our legacy of excellence spans more than 50 years in Northeast Kansas with thousands of satisfied customers. From farm shops to garages and even commercial structures, Morton Buildings are built stronger, last longer, and look better. Don't settle for less. Get the best by calling Randy, Michael, or myself, Jordan, at 785-364-4177 or visit MortonBuildings.com.
Kansaland Radio.
.254 left to go in the first quarter of play in boys basketball action here on 92.1 KMZ. Also viewable here on the Cobra channel, all part of the MSU Sports Radio Network. It's 11-2, Jackson Heights, and lead by 9 over the Onega Buffaloes. Onega Buffaloes head coach Jason Claycamp just called his third timeout of the quarter, trying to get his team situated. Jackson Heights in the man-to-man defense, kind of relaying some of that pressure, relieving it, I should say. Onega here, out left to Kuhlman. Kuhlman in the game for the first time, and the ball is taken away. Ian Allen gets the steal, fifth turnover of the quarter for Onega. Allen out to Kobe Bauhey. Bauhey to Montgomery. Montgomery driving short corner, far side, stuck on the pivot foot. Here he floats it over the top. Allen somehow comes away with it, and he still has the possession left for Jackson Heights. Here's Tegan Bauhey. Left elbow shot missed, but a steal from Doyle to keep this rebound or this possession alive for Jackson Heights. Here's Allen on a three, and he misses. And the rebound was picked up by Luke Pale from Onega. Onega, pump pick from the top. Ryder Colesman. Colesman averages 8.3 points per game, 2.6 rebounds a game. He is 0-for-9 this season here on threes. He's still trying to open up his freshman season with his first three of the year. Here's a three-pointer from the corner missed by Pale. And the rebound is picked up by Toby Bauhe. Down the floor, Allen in the front court. Ball rolling around the floor here. And it's finally picked up, and it's a takeaway. Onega gets it back from Volberg. Honus, left side wing. Screen is set by Coltrin. Honus slows it down, drives right. Now left here and floats it over the top. The float's a little too short of the rim. And Bauhe was able to come up with the rebound. That's Tegan Bauhe. And now taking it down the floor. Colby to Montgomery. Back to Colby. Flash out to Tegan in the right corner. Here's Montgomery. He's sealed off for a three-point shot. And it is in and out of the basket. And they're going to call an illegal screen against Colby Bauhe. And I believe that is what they called. They call an illegal pick. So that will be a turnover for Jackson Heights. And now we got a substitution timeout here on the floor for the Cobras. They put Eli Kirk here into the game. Austin Zeller and Drake Mellies all back here in the action, keeping Montgomery and Doyle out on the floor for Jackson Heights. Still 11-2. Jackson Heights 9-point lead with now just 66 seconds to go in the first quarter. Mellies gets a steal underneath the glass, taking it down the floor, right side wing, driving quickly. Eurostep inside, and what a move underneath the Christmas tree. A gift full of moves and style from Drake Mellies. That needs to be on the highlight reel, Ethan Will. He said he was trying to try. Here, hold it. Okay, we're on the Cobra channel, so again, you can view this one live. Ryder Cole sprint at the top of the perimeter. He drives right side, flips it out to Honus. Honus trying to get it out to his left. He flips it to Pale over the top to Kuhlman. Kuhlman to Volberg. Volberg, he's got an open man to his right. Instead, he drives inside, and the shot clock expired. I'm not sure how much Onega has actually worked with the shot clock this year. I don't believe they have a shot clock. It's maybe the first time they've played with one, so that's a shot clock violation. Right there, you kind of saw that as the offense was progressing. Volberg had an open guy in Kuhlman, they've taken that long three-point shot. Officials are resetting something here on the floor. 17 seconds left here in the first quarter, 13-2. Cobras up by 11 over Onega. Trying to bounce back from their 73-31 loss last Friday against St. Mary's. Here's Montgomery, drives inside, he takes a Euro step as well! And Jackson Heights is full of all sorts of moves here. And quarter number one, 15-2. Jackson Heights leads by 13. Here's a deep three, and that one is off of the rim. Coltman now 0 of 10 of the season from threes as he still searches for his first. Jackson Heights up by 13, 15-2 here on the Cobra channel, as well as 92.1 KMZA, all a part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. 15-2, Jackson Heights leads over Onega.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Hanzaland Radio.
Start the second quarter here on 92.1 KMZA for the MSC Sports Radio Network. Also alongside here the Cobra channel. If you want the viewable experience, here up today's action. Again, the girls game wraps up a little earlier, 37-32. Jackson girls came away with the victory. Right now, the Cobra boys, well, they're off to a fine start. 15-2, a 13-point lead here over Nega after quarter number one. Blaine, you know, what was put together well in that quarter one for Jackson Heights?
I mean, the steals for the firsthand, I mean, multiple steals causing multiple fast breaks. I mean, multiple timeouts called by Jason Claycamp, which I'm just going to note this here. He was my former coach back when I was in Wetmore. So, but, it caused him to call multiple timeouts there, wasting his two full timeouts, I'm pretty sure. And also just the offensive execution by the Cobras. I mean, multiple fast breaks down the court and multiple good moves, as you saw from Drake Mellies, Devin Montgomery there towards the end of the quarter. Just multiple good moves catching the Buffalo defense off guard. I mean, it's just all around, I'm just a good game by the Cobras right now. Bounced back from that loss that I had against St. Mary's.
They get the first possession here. They start the second quarter, gave the ball to Jackson Heights. Jackson Heights, so they just returned it back over to Onega. So Onega here works with it. underneath the basket. Volberg drops back. Here's a fadeaway two-pointer, and that is missed. Austin Zeller comes up with his rebound, the second of the game. Zeller is yet to get on the scoring board in today's matchup. Montgomery, left side wing, back out to Mellis. Mellis inside to Kirk. Kirk to Doyle, right side wing to Zeller. Zeller, Doyle, here's a three-pointer. It's a rainbow shot, and it's off the back of the lid, and it's picked up by Volberg for his third rebound of the half. 6:53 to go in quarter two, 15-2. 13-point lead here for the Jackson Heights Cobras. Flip out, picked away by Drake Mellis. Mellis down the floor, Zeller, and that one out of the picture, a turnover. That's a turnover. And now Nega will take back in the rain. 15-2, still down by 13. Onega trails Jackson Heights with 6:40 to go here in quarter number two. Pump fake, drives inside, and Huffless not able to finish. Rebound snagged by the 6'3 junior and Eli Kirk. Mellis out to Devin Montgomery, back to Mellis to the top of the timeline. Here's Montgomery. Montgomery here, far side, opposite of him on the wing. Now it floats back over to him. Hovers working around the perimeter. Montgomery looking through his triple option. Now he floats it right to Doyle. Doyle, Mellis, Mellis, Kirk, right side elbow, driving the lane. Ball loose on the ground. Zeller's on the pickup, and he goes in for two. Zeller finding a nice quick read for two. 17-2, 15-point lead for Jackson Heights over Onega. Less than 6 minutes to go in quarter number two here. Ryder Coulterman up top to Josh Daniels. Daniels swing out right side to Tristan Kuhlman. Kuhlman inside, Huffless, Huffless underneath the basket, and they're going to call an offensive foul. It's against Jason Huffless. So they get him on the charge. That'll be his first foul of the game. Second foul. For the 6'4" junior who averaged a double-double a year ago with 12 points per game and 10 rebounds a game. Covers getting past the press, and here Mellis, another assist. Right back to the connection of Eli Kirk. They've connected twice here together in this first half. Mellis, he picks up his 14th assist with that pass. 19-2, Jackson Heights leads by 17 over Onega. Daniels misses the layup, and Kirk picks up the rebound. 5:14 to go in the second. Doyle tries to bounce pass out to Zeller, but it's knocked out of bounds by Daniels from Onega. Colby Bauwe and Ian Allen will step back into the contest for Jackson Heights. Devin Montgomery and Chase Doyle will step out. Mellis into Allen. Allen to Zeller. Zeller, it's taken away by Honus. A great steal. Can he make the finish? Yes, he can. Great steal there and finish from Maddox Honus. Very fundamental. Jackson Heights, that's their fifth turnover on the half. Mellis, Zeller on this short corner. Bounce passing inside to Kirk, and man, Kirk is on fire in the paint. He continues to stir, and that'll be the first assist of the game for Austin Zeller. Honus, down the floor, he works. Out to Ryder Coulterman. Coulterman on the right elbow. Now he drives and dribbles around, he loses his footing, and they're going to go to foul against Jackson Heights. It's against Austin Zeller. His second foul of the half and the game, 4:34 left to go with the half. It's 21-4. A 17-point lead for the Jackson Heights Cobras over Onega. Onega with it, though. Honus underneath the basket. He finds Huffless. Honus gets the assist, and Huffless goes in for two and gets the and one. It's like finding an extra nugget in your Happy Meal, and Huffless has the chance to make it good. Unfortunately, cannot put it in, and Zeller makes the rebound. Jackson Heights down the floor. It's Kobe Bauhe to Zeller. Zeller into Kirk. Kirk in the paint. Here he works over the top. Zeller takes it away, though, after the missed shot. Takes up the rebound. And Heights not able to reset as Honus picks it off. And that's the sixth turnover of the half there for Jackson Heights. Josh Daniels in the paint. Top of the high key. Now he has to get out to the short corner left side. Hands out to his teammate. Huffless. Huffless working around. Right hand finish underneath. And Huffless goes in. Back-to-back points now. 21-8, 13-point lead for Heights. And they're going to travel against Colby Bauhey, the seventh turnover of the half for Jackson Heights. Mets. And as I mentioned, they're up 21-8, 3:50 to go in the second. The Cobra is over Onega. A couple of substitutions here on the floor for Jackson Heights. Chase Doyle right back here into this contest for the Cobras. Jason Huffless underneath, trying to get it over the top of Kirk, but cannot. Great defense there by Eli Kirk. And the pressure applied. Kobe down the floor off the rebound. Bauhe swings it out left side. Allen, Kirk, and Kirk goes in for two. Kirk putting on a clinic here in the first half. It's been a body shop of repairs here for Kirk. 10 points in this first half. He is on a hot streak. Helpless underneath, goes over the top of Kirk, but great defense again. Kirk excited to the bench side. Bauhe picks up another rebound. Here underneath. Up top. Smelly drives in. Left lane here. Now it's a Doyle. Doyle has the short corner shot, and it is out. And somehow Melly's, will he try to keep it alive, but none of his teammates were there for it. And Honus down the floor. He is fouled hard. So it's a miscommunication. I think all Jackson Heights didn't think they were going to get that ball back, but Melly's still there keeping the hustle on the floor. Nearly retrieves it back for Jackson Heights. But Honus had the heads-up play there for Onega. Get that ball and go quickly down the court. He's got a couple of nice trips here down the floor. And here his first time up to the free throw line on the season. He hits his first shot. Onega Buffaloes. Here on the game, 1 of 2 at the free throw line. Honus makes that 1 of 3 as he goes 1 of 2 at the free throw line. He's now got 3 points here on the half, 23-9. Jackson Heights still the 14-point lead, 2:41 to go in the second. And Tegan Bauhe gets the 2 points in and good. An assist for Jace Doyle. Bauhe with his first 2 points of the game. Bauhe is averaging 1.6 rebounds a game. Good solid play for Jackson Heights. And here going in for two just then, Cason Huffless. Huffless with 6 points down the half. Jackson Heights down one back up by 14, 25-11. 2:14 to go in the half. And they're going to get a travel against Jackson Heights. That'll be turnover number 8. 2:12 to go in the second quarter. Onega taking it down the court here with Ryder Colterman down by 14, 25-11. Goldsman plays out left side Honus. Honus goes inside to Huffless, and that will be a takeaway and a steal. 3 steals of this half already for Drake Melis. Melis is fouled. Melis on this season, 15 steals, nearly 15 assists, averaging nearly 4 assists and steals per game. Here he throws it into Allen. Allen, 3-point shot! And from 3-point land, I believe that you'd like to say, Burdick, that was good there for Ian Allen. Nothing but net was caught there on the swish, and another assist for Drake Mellies. Ball swatted out of bounds by Montgomery. Onega keeps the possession. 28-11. 17-point lead here for Jackson Heights. 1:38 to go in the second quarter. Jackson Heights, in this first half, has shot extremely well. And here, rebound by Doyle. Down the floor. Allen, who just hit the three, drops back, gets it out to Melis. Melis, 4 foot from the arc, but it's nothing but net. 2 of 24 coming in tonight, but Melis takes a slicer. Here, down the floor, Ryder Colterman, and one. A bow on top of the present for Ryder Colterman. A chance for a 3-point play. They call it against Jace Doyle on the foul. Last time it was a Huffless, and Huffless, he misses and one, but here Ryder Colterman, he makes best of the opportunity. 31-14. Jackson Heights still leading this one at large. 17 points here over Onega with 1 minute left to go in the second quarter. Div Montgomery, he's got an open shot, doesn't take it though. It's back to Montgomery. This time he will pull the trigger, and it's nothing but net. Rattling in like a bullet in a tin can. Montgomery, 2 threes in the first half. Jackson Heights now up by 20, 34-14, with 42 seconds left to go here in the second. Melly's nearly getting a steal, but Doyle's able to pick it up. Doyle down the floor, and he goes in and grabs the and one. It has all been Jackson Heights here in this first half. Collectively as a unit, trying to bounce back from that 73-point loss there, 73-31 to St. Mary's last Friday. Doyle up at the line. Shrugs the shoulders, takes the free throw shot, and goes in with ease. Jackson Heights, the team that shoots 50% from the free throw line. 37-14, the 23-point lead for the Jackson Heights with 25 seconds to go in the second quarter. Goldberg goes over the top, misses his shot from Onega, and Montgomery picks up the rebound for Jackson Heights. Heights with it. Montgomery drives right side. Melly's now here out to Montgomery, left wing. He's got a screen from Bauhe. Bauhe, Melly's another three-point shot on the way. It's nothing but net. Melly's only had two threes coming tonight. Well, he's doubled that number with four threes on this season. Honus just chucked one deep, and I think Jackson Heights fouled him, and they do. In that situation, you keep your hands up in the air. You'll take it here if you're Onega. That'll put Maddox Honus up at the free throw line for three shots to end this half. But an incredible half here from Jackson Heights. Maddox Honus though at the line. Now 2 of 3. Takes his first one here. Last time went 1 of 2. Cover is now only up by 25 points, 40-15. This will end the half after Honus is done at the line. Honus, so far, 2 of 2. Can he make it a three-point play successful? And he can. Hitting all three shots there at the free throw line. It draws it to 23, but the Jackson Heights will head into the locker room with lost momentum and style. 40-17, a 30-point lead for the Jackson Heights Cobras over the Onega Buffaloes, all here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Again, we're also here on the Cobra Channel as well as 92.1 KMZA. We'll be right back after this, and you'll tune in here for a halftime show brought to you by Highland Lake Community College, close to home. Far from that, online at highlandcc.edu. Again, at the half, Jackson Heights, 40, Onega 17.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Step right up, don't slip, don't stumble. Get your floor, that's Doubleman Lumber. Hardwood, vinyl, tile galore. We've got the floor you're looking for. So don't just walk, come dance inside. New floor so smooth, you're gonna glide. Stop by my lumber, come explore. The flooring department you'll adore. Located in Seneca, Kansas. Or call now, 75-336-3551.
The Pines of Houlton is hiring compassionate and dedicated CMA and CNA professionals to join our team. Hi, this is Nikki. If you're passionate about providing exceptional care to our residents and want to work in a supportive, friendly environment, we'd love to hear from you. We offer competitive pay, a great work atmosphere, and opportunities for growth. Apply today and become a valued member of the Pines of Houlton family. At the Pines of Houlton, it's our family caring for yours.
Lifetime Eye Care of Houlton is a premier eye care facility with three local doctors, Leslie Gallagher, Nikki Mirpool, and Stacey Mihus. These eye docs will wow you with their dedication to providing excellence in patient care, clinical education, and optical services with the very best and latest technology on site. Lifetime Eye Care also provides the highest quality lenses, frames, and contacts to correct your vision and protect your eye health. Online at lifetimehoulton.com or stop by for advanced eye care with a hometown touch. Lifetime Eye Care is on the south side of the Houlton Square.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back here for a halftime show here on 19.1 KMZ. Of course, live viewable experience here on the Cobra Channel, all part of the MSC Sports Radio Network's halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from debt. Online at highlandcc.edu. The halftime score here, Jackson Heights up at large, 23 points, 40-17 here. over the Onega Buffaloes. The Jackson Heights Cobra is a very dominant first half showing. They out-rebounded the Onega Buffaloes 20-6. The differential there of 14 rebounds. Of course, the point differential of 23 points as well. So you look at the turnovers, you look at the rebounds, you look at the points. Everything here is firing all cylinders for the Jackson Heights Cobra. It's a team that really struggled on all those cylinders last Friday against St. Mary's and lost 73-31. Both these teams are trying to bounce back from their loss last Friday. Onega trying to bounce back from the loss against JCN, but here the Jackson Heights Cobra is off to the nice start. You look at here at the point scoring on this game, got some of the stats. Onega Buffaloes here, Graham Volberg, 2 points, 3 rebounds. Ryder Coltrane, 3 points, 1 for 1 at the free throw line. Cason Huffless, 6 points all there in the second quarter. Luke Pale, rebound, and Maddox Honus with 6 points to lead, or to tie the lead here for Onega Buffaloes on the game, as both Huffless and Honus both here. Returners from last year, by the way, starters with 6 points here on the game for Onega. Look at Jackson Heights. Man, I'll tell you what, the point spread is beautiful for them. Drake Mellies there in that first half had 3 steals, 3 assists, as well as 3 buckets. Made and 3 rebounds. There's just a story of threes there for Drake Mellies. He also had 2 threes and as well, and including his first points that got him going, which is the very phenomenal Euro step that went in. To follow that afterwards, you also had David Montgomery in a beautiful Euro step move. Montgomery finished that half with 2 threes, just like Mellies, and the same amount of points with 8 points, and also just about 2 to 3 there rebounds. Ian Allen had 3 points as well, as he hit a 3-pointer, 2 rebounds, 4 rebounds for Colby Bowhey, as well as 2 points and a steal. Also, Allen had a steal. Austin Zeller, only 2 points in that first half, but 4 rebounds and an assist. Jace Doyle, 2 rebounds, 3 points. Eli Kirk, man, he was the story there that first half for Jackson Heights. 10 rebounds. He had 4 great passes to him, and he executed there on nearly every single one of those passes. Mellies and Kirk, they connected twice there. He also got a connection from Jace Joyle and Austin Zeller. Kirk with 10 points and 3 rebounds. Tegan Bowhey, 2 points and a rebound there as well. Jackson Heights, 20 rebounds in the half. Onega, 6. Jackson Heights with 5 threes. Onega with 0. Jackson Heights, they've only had 8 turnovers while Onega has 10. Cobras are also 1 of 3 at the line, while the Onega Buffaloes are 5 of 7 at the free throw line. Cobras also have 6 steals. The Onega Buffaloes, they only have 3, all coming from Maddox Honus. So, we step into half number 2. This is going to be a huge half here for Onega because, again, you want to come out with intensity in this third quarter. You're not completely out of this game. I know you're down 23 points, 40-17, but it's still a game that you can kind of chip away at. It's a game that you can still slowly get your way back into. But you got to play fundamental basketball here. You got to limit the turnovers. You got to be able to rebound down low. You're getting out-rebounded by 14 boards there on the differential. You got to have your players, Valberg, Huffless, Colcherman, Kuhlman, all those guys step up and seal out down low. Not allow the constant bullying down low by Eli Kirk, Jace Doyle, and Austin Zeller as they continue to be a threat underneath the glass for Jackson Heights. So go to the second half. You limit turnovers. You find more production in the paint, but also at the same time, you get more rebounds. And you fire on those cylinders for Onega. This is a game that what could be going from a game that has a running clock in the fourth, but a game that could have a 10-point contest going to the fourth. When you draw to 10, you're in a good set position here if you're Onega. You just got to continue to rely on things that are working. Maddox Honus, 5 points, 3 steals and an assist. He's on a nice start here in this game, his second game of the year of the season. Graham Volberg, he's doing a nice job controlling underneath. He just got to get a little more involved in the scoring. Ryder Colchman, leader on the football field. He's got to step up and be the leader here on the court side as well. Cason Huffless, we know his talents from last year. 10 points per game nearly, or over, and also over 10 rebounds a game. So a player like that, you expect to also step here in the second half. So for Onega, it's about stepping up. It's about continuing to stay in that right direction here. Take those good points in the first half, work off of them, and improve. For Jackson Heights, keep your foot on the pedal and don't let it go. For a quick blame, before we take a step aside here for the start of the second half, what do you see there in that first two quarters?
From Jackson Heights, I saw nothing but phenomenal offense. Actually, I'm just saying phenomenal team in general. I'm, as a Cobra fan, this will sound maybe a little bit biased, but it made me smile ear to ear just seeing this team. Crinden, you may have saw me. I was punching my fist in the air the amount of times. We got some amazing looks. All those opportunities, everything just looked amazing from start to finish. The steals, the takes, the points, the drives, everything. It looked phenomenal. There wasn't any, I mean, the only thing I would say for this team that needs to clean up, which to be honest, really can't say too much about it yet, is the free throw line, which is, we're currently 1-for-3 at right now, with Austin being our main misser with Jace Doyle. But for the Omega Buffaloes, I'm going to say for them, they need to slow things down maybe a little bit. Like, the grid tempo is amazing. It's something you like to see a team do, but they need to slow things down, maybe get this offense clicking.
Again, that's Blaine Brick there, voice of the Cobra channel there for Jackson Heights. We're going to take a step aside. Quick two-minute break here. Jackson Heights leads 40-17 here at Vernega as we step into half number two here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
A friend is someone who knows where you came from. Someone who always shows up when you need them. Someone who's there for the good times and the challenging ones. At Shelter Insurance, our agents help design personal protection plans backed by the team J.D. Power, ranked number one in customer satisfaction among auto insurers in the Central Region 7 of the last 8 years.
Call your local Shelter agents, Courtney Boswell in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha.
A successful farm operation takes more than just hard work. It also takes the right financial partner. This is Evan Wetzel at First Heritage Bank, and our lending team understands the unique opportunities and challenges of the ag industry in our area. Whether you're looking to invest in new equipment, expand your operation, or secure working capital, First Heritage Bank offers a variety of ag loans tailored to your specific needs. Stop into one of our convenient locations or give us a call. First Heritage Bank is an FSA preferred lender, member FDIC.
Smokin' Joe here at Mitchell Appliance in Sunica. You still shopping? We've got gift ideas that'll light up Christmas morning. Spoil the wife with a brand new appliance, or fire up the husband with a new grill that he'll brag about all year. And for last minute shoppers, grab spices, seasonings, rubs, and all the grilling accessories. We deliver, install, haul away the old, and service everything we sell. Big sales going on now with select rebates available. Mitchell Appliance in Sunica. Get it before it's gone.
Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice would like to wish you and your family health and happiness this holiday season. Throughout the entire year, we strive to stay focused on our mission of providing personalized, compassionate care to those in Nemaha County and the surrounding communities. As we step into 2026, we want you to know that Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice are here for you and your family. We're people you know and care you trust.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Welcome back from the Highland Halftime Show. Score 40-17. Jackson Heights leads by 23 points at the start of the third quarter. Jackson Heights starting off with the ball. Eli Kirker rebound. And now Jackson Heights resets around the perimeter. Montgomery at the top of the key to the left elbow. He looks to his right side, finds Mellies. Mellies, who had doubled his three-pointers this season in this game. He had 2 threes in that first half, now 4 threes on the year. Pick and roll set from Zeller. Zeller set that screen for Doyle, who tried to go in, could not get it, but is able to make his own rebound and reset things for Jackson Heights. Here's a three-pointer for Eli Kirk, and Eli Kirk flashes it for his first three of the season. That's a big man three at 6'3". Love to see those. 43-17, a 26-point lead now for Jackson Heights over Onega. With 6:40 left to go here in the third quarter. Onega Buffaloes, Ryder Colterman. Here, swing out right side to Josh Daniels. Daniels inside to Huffless. Huffless to the top of the paint. Now back to Daniels. Daniels taking it slow here. Drives left side. Top of the key. Floats it out to his teammate. And Volberg. Volberg to Honus. Honus, he's swinging around. He's trying to get someone out in front here. He goes far side to Daniels. Daniels takes his long three. And it's off the front board of the iron. Zeller. His sixth rebound of the contest. And now Drake Mellies down the floor. He's going to take a quick and easy three, but it's in and out of the basket. They go bullet shooting out of the tin can. And now here it's in the hands of Honus down the floor. Down to Daniels quickly. Daniels on the far low wing into Huffless. Huffless trying to go up and just off the rim. Picked up by Austin Zeller. Zeller out to Montgomery. Montgomery down the floor past to Kirk. Kirk looking right to Zeller to Mellies. Nice to Montgomery. Montgomery, a screen set, takes left side drive, though, and they're going to get a foul on the floor against Onega. So Montgomery continuing to stay decisive and elusive with his dribbling and driving skills. Just a young sophomore here for Jackson Heights. Definitely a rising star, and not just the Northeast Kansas League, but definitely the entirety of the classification of 2A here to come. Eli Kirk turns around, tries to fire a long two from the top post, misses it, and Daniels makes the rebound. 43-17, here a lead of 26 for Jackson Heights with 5:26 to go in the third. Foul on the floor. They call it against Jackson Heights. I believe it is Dawson Zeller, and yes, it is Zeller. His third foul of the game. You figure that Zeller would probably come out here, and yes, he will. So Zeller, he will step off, and in for him will be Egan Bauhe, the 6-foot senior. Averages nearly 2 rebounds a game at 2 points earlier on in this contest, as well as a board. And Huffless is fouled underneath the glass, and he'll go up and shoot 2 at the free throw line. Jason Huffless coming into the night was 4 of 8 from the line. He's 4 of 9 this season, so just shooting a little under 50%. And one opportunity earlier in the game with his first bucket, but could not make it count. Here now he is 0 for 2 as he misses his second free throw shot of the game and his first one here on this attempt. Jace Doyle comes out of the game, and here they'll put back in Eli Kirk. Even though they keep Jason, they just rotate him out from the low block. Instead, they'll put in Eli Kirk. Free throw shot is up and made, so 1 of 2 is Cason Huffless. It draws it to a 25-point game, 43-18, 5:18 to go in the third quarter. Montgomery driving inside, sticks out. Bauhe is wide open. Instead of shooting, here he screams for his man Doyle. So that's the key. Back to Kirk, who just hit his first three-pointer of the year. That's the pick and roll from Melius. Melius out to Bauhe. Bauhe, he's got another opening. Instead of shooting here, he sets a screen. Montgomery driving inside. 7 seconds on the shot clock. Out to Kirk. To Doyle. Doyle. Screen. He's got to take a long three, but it's blocked, deflected, but nearly put in by Melius on a reverse move. That was nearly a really sick shot, if you will, from Melius. 43-18. Still a 25-point lead for Jackson Heights. With 4:38 to go in the third. Huffless tries to go over the top of Bauhe, could not get the finish, and Kirk gets the rebound. Kirk, 10 points on the game, 13 points on the game and 5 rebounds. Here he tries to add on the point total, but a shot from the high post, he misses. And now being taken down the court now is Maddox Honus after the rebound. Now to Colterman. Colterman, left side swing out to Daniels. Daniels, who is the starting running back this year for Onega Buffalo, he's a tough and physical player. Here he is, one of the guards on this team for Onega. Holtzman out to Volberg, left side drive inside, trying to make it clean, but Volberg couldn't make the finish. A little frustration there at the end by Volberg. Jackson Heights takes down the court, up a rebound from Melis, and he connects for the third time today to Eli Kirk. 3 of Drake's 4 assists are to Kirk. And Eli now at 15 points on the game. Ryder Colsman trying to make the Euro step, ball gets knocked out of bounds. Time stoppage at 3:43, 45-18. 17-point lead here for the Jackson Heights Cobras. Jace Doyle, Devin Montgomery getting a rest here to the bench. Obi Bahoy and Sawyer Shoup here onto the court for the Jackson Heights Cobras. Here's a 3-point shot by Ryder Colchman. Trying to still make that first one of the season. Could not hit it. So Honus was able to make the rebound. Honus, definitely the most productive player here on the floor so far for this Onega team. And unfortunately, it gets the ball out to Huffless. Huffless, not able to finish into the basket. The rebound was by Bauhe. Kobe Bauhe driving inside, kicked out. Melly pump fake to 3. Here, he takes the drive inside. Right-hand finish. And Melly now 10 points on the game. 3 rebounds, 3 steals, and 4 assists. A beautiful night for Drake Melly. Here, Volberg driving in the paint. Trying to make the right-hand finish. Cuffs it and throws it over the basket. But he is fouled. It will go up and shoot 2. They call the foul on Eli Kirk. That is his second foul of the game. Kirk having one of the best games here of his career at the varsity level. And it's been a very stout night for him. First shot up and missed for Graham Volberg at the line. Volberg. It looks like Eli Kirk will be substituted out. Instead, they'll put in Ian Allen for him. And the second free throw shot was made by Volberg. So he goes 1-2 at the free throw line. And as soon as Bauhe has it, he travels. And that gives the ball right back to the Onega Buffaloes. First turnover of the third quarter for Jackson Heights with 3:07 to go in the third. Up by 47-19. 18, or a large score here of 28. Jackson. I had to get my math right. Just a large score here up for Jackson Heights. Honus driving inside. Flip out to Ryder Colterman. Colterman driving. Fadeaway shot from the left side. Post on the lower end, and Colterman goes in for two. 47-21. Draws it to a 26-point game with 2:44 to go in the third quarter. Jackson Heights still on top of Venega. And Mel Ace is fouled on his way up to the top of the chimney. Mellis, actually, I'm going to say it was a foul on the ground, so he won't be able to go up and shoot two here. Mellis, over the top, to Calvi Bauhey. Bauhey, the shoot. Shoot. Here. Pass out, bounce pass to Mellis. Mellis between the legs now, flips it left side to his teammate, Sawyer Shoop. Shoop, driving inside, back out to Mellis. Nice, flip out, Calvi Bauhey. Here, steps right side, underneath the basket, fade away, a couple of feet from the rim, rebounded by his older brother, and Tegan Bauhey makes the cleanup for two. 49-29, and back to a 28-point lead as Jackson Heights. Obronig with 2:12 to go in third. Honus getting pressed hard by Drake, and I think they're going to finally call the foul on Mellis. Mellis, that's actually just his first foul of the game. That's pretty huge for one of your star players. Keeping a lot of guys out of foul trouble. Jackson Heights has actually been really efficient with that here in tonight's matchup. Honus on the baseline on the Onega bench. Throws it in to Colterman. Colterman denied by Tegan Bauhey. A great block, and now Colby has it down the floor. Sawyer Shoop, quick shot off the release. Could not make it. Colby the rebound underneath, 4 foot from the basket. Flips it back out to Ian Allen. Allen out to Mellis. Nice to Sawyer Shoop. Shoop to Bauhey. Bauhey, left step, now right step, drives inside. Float from the back of the rim, and after making the second chance opportunity rebound, Colby Bauhey is able to go in for two. Jackson Heights now leads by 30. Colby Bauhey getting his ankles broken by Ryder Colterman. But unfortunately, finesse for nothing as Drake Mellis comes up with his fourth steal of the game. Can he pop his third three? Yes, he can. They say great things comes in pairs. Mellis a steal and Mellis a three. He had 2 threes coming into the night. He's now at 5 threes on this season. And that's another turnover for Onega. Ball getting thrown out of bounds by Tristan Kuhlman. Three-man substitution for Jackson Heights. Austin Zeller, Devin Montgomery, Eli Kirk coming in the game. Drake Mellis, Tegan Bauhey, and Colby Bauhey all coming off the floor. 54-21, a huge lead of 33 points for Jackson Heights with 66 seconds to go in the third quarter. Montgomery is back on the floor. Passes it left side to Kirk. Kirk to Shoop. Shoop out to Zeller. Zeller just came back as well, and they're going to get him, I think, on a travel, and yes, they will. So Zeller with the travel. 11th turnover for Jackson Heights with 56 seconds to go in the third. But the Cobras still up here, 54-21, a 33-point lead over Onega. Onega traveling here down the court with the ball. Ryder Colterman, right side, finding Honus. Honus out to Tristan Coleman. Had a nice steal on the interior, but could not get it in. And the ball goes out of bounds at the turnover for Onega. Ian Allen on the defensive baseline, trying to get it past the backcourt here for Jackson Heights. Kevin Montgomery uses driving skills to do so. Dribbling out right side between his legs. He's got a screen from Zeller. Now he's on the right elbow. Trying to pass out to Kirk. Ball is tipped. No backcourt violation as Kirk picks it up past the timeline on the right side of the court. Now working back to the left. Here your dial is Jackson Heights. Shot clock at 14. Montgomery takes a dribble drive inside and breaking ankles. Montgomery the second time in this game. He has showed off some moves. Cobras a 35-point lead with 6 seconds to go in the third. 56-21. Huffless off the rim. It rolls off the top of the bowl. And Ian Allen takes a deep one. That hits Stryker, the mascot. And even he is disorientated. The Jackson Heights coming out of the third quarter. A 56-21 lead here over Onega. We'll have a running clock here in the fourth. Jackson Heights all over this matchup over Onega here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Cody Ireland with Ice Automotive just south of Holton.
Welcome to Ice Automotive, your destination for top-notch automotive care.
Cody, what do you guys specialize in?
Specializing in light and medium diesel repairs. We excel in stock trailer wiring and repairs, alignment services, tire solutions, and more. Your one-stop full-service shop for all your automotive needs. Trust us for expert care and reliable service. Let Ice Automotive keep you rolling smoothly on the road.
Visit iceautomotivellc.com or call 364-2871 to schedule your appointment today.
Since 1996, R&S Maintenance Service has been a leader in industrial manufacturing support and repair in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, equipment removal and installation, and dumpster service, R&S Maintenance Service is a proud supporter of local student athletes. Visit online at rnsmaintenance.com or stop by off K4 Highway since 1996 in Meriden.
Kansaland Radio.
We enter the fourth and final quarter here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Jackson High starts this quarter off strong with a steal from Onega. Here, Devin Montgomery, now to Drake Mellies. Jackson High leads by 35 points, 56-21. 7:40 left to go in this fourth quarter. There'll be an all-running clock here as Jackson High has dominated the three quarters here up to this point in this game. Mellies, long-range three, and he sinks it. Mellies had difficulties coming into the day from the three-point range with only two threes, but tonight he has sunk four. He's now tripled his threes on the year, but now six total. Right down underneath the basket by Ian Allen. Allen down the floor here. Left side dribbling. Now pass off to Zeller. Great one. Assist for Allen and 2 points for Zeller. By the way, Drake Mellies with 16 points on the game. It's been a phenomenal contest for him. And another turnover here for the Onega Buffaloes. Over 17 turnovers in this game. Over 15 turnovers during this matchup. They have struggled hard. Jackson Heights now enters a 40-point lead, 61-21, with 6:45 left to go in the fourth quarter. Jackson Heights over Onega with the running clock. After this, of course, stay tuned for our post-game show, as well as our player of the game, all here on 92.1, James Gate, as well as the Cobra Channel. Puffless gets the block, and the ball right back here for Onega. Honus taking this one down the court. Heights side driving on the right wing. Pass off to his teammate behind him in Valberg. Valberg, great pass out to Kuhlman. And Kuhlman inside for two. What a pass by Valberg. The connection you want to see more often as the season goes on. A steal by Valberg. So there you go, right back with it. And Drake Mellies, he gets his fifth steal of the game. Top right side wing. Mellies with it. Going down the offense. Out to Kirk. Kirk. Off of the perimeter. Mellies to Allen. Allen, Montgomery, driving on the baseline. Kick back out to Allen. Allen, now he'll drive to the front court. He'll pass all the way back to the back court to Mellies. Mellies got the ground 1 foot to pick it up. He's got a screen by Zeller for the pick and roll. He can option it out or he can take it himself, and Mellies decides to go with the ladder and climb it for two. And here a steal for Allen as he gets the ball back, and I think there's going to be a foul here on the floor against Jackson Heights. But still a steal by Allen. And the ball goes back here to Onega. 63-23, a 40-point lead for Jackson Heights with a running clock in the fourth quarter over Onega. 5:13 to go. And finally here now, Jackson Heights is going to put in the bench squad. Only one starter out there on the floor in Jay Sawyer, the 5'11 senior. So he'll stay out here with the unit. He's got Kobe Bauhe, Sawyer, Shoup, Hayden Chulion, as well as Keegan Bauhe. But still here, the starting unit, mostly for Onega. Daniels driving, kick out Ryder Colchman. He's got a screen for a pick and roll set for him, but Ryder Colchman loses the ball. It's on the floor. Right side picked up by Volberg. Volberg keeps it alive for Onega. He goes inside the interior to Helfless, and Helfless just over the back of the rim. And coming away is Bauhe with the rebound. Down the floor, Bauhe with it. Grace on his right knee, driving left side, now to his right. Flips it out to Doyle. Doyle hits this three! Doyle with a big splash to make it a 43-point game, 66-23, Jackson Heights. Now their highest scoring game of the season, beating up their 63-51 victory over ACCHS. Here, Daniels, he takes a three, off the rocky top, rebounded by Volberg. Volberg inside, Coltman. Coltman flips back out to Volberg. Volberg, left step, right step, drop back, spins around, flips it out to Coltman. Coltman, he'll take a long range three. It's off the back of the basket, and Doyle has the rebound. Ball slipped up in the air. Doyle loses that ball, and Huffless gets the steal and the layup. Huffless now at 9 points on the game, 56-25. A 41-point lead here for Jackson Heights over Onega with 3:27 to go in the fourth with running clock. Chilion to Doyle. Doyle. Bauhe. Looking around. He's back to Doyle. Doyle. It's a rainbow shot, but it hits the pot of gold. Jace Doyle, 2 threes in the fourth. Jackson Heights, they have sank 9 threes, 10 threes on the game. Incredible. Their best shooting performance of the season. Prober is up 44 points, 69-25. Josh Daniels, pass into Volberg. Volberg, Huffless, trying to go again. Here now in the game for the first time.
Michael Robertson.
Not also my spot shot, Robertson. Actually neighbors with him. A lot of the Whiting kids out here supporting. Shout out. Chuliant, long three, and he hits a three as well. 11 threes on the game for Jackson Heights. I don't know if it's a record, but man, they're piling it up. 72-25. Jackson Heights continuing to score hard here, even with the bench squad in. Huffless goes over the top. They don't give him the and, or I think they do. They do call it. So Huffless goes for two. A large scoring game here, 72-27. Huge game for the Jackson Heights Cobras. A 45-point lead with 1:57 to go. Rebound underneath by Coolman. He couldn't go in. He hits his hands together as Shoup takes it down the floor. Shoup to Robertson. Robertson loses control of the ball. And now here it's into the hands of Ryder Coulterman on the steal. Coulterman behind his back. We're going to one against Brody Browning, who's now in the game. And Huffless misses the shot. Chuliak comes up with the rebound. 1:33 to go, running clock, 72-27. Chilion to Browning. Browning keeps it in. Here's Browning. He can take a three as well, and he's off the right side of the glass. Down the floor, Coulterman. Right side wing, nearly loses the ball. Now out to Graham Volberg. Volberg, right side wing. Here's a long three-pointer, and it is missed by Ryder Coulterman. He still wants to make his first three here of the season. Coming in here the first time in this game for Jackson Heights is Luke Sherling, the sophomore. He makes his appearance. The crowd goes wild for it. Here's Brody Browning, right side wing. Now to Sherling. Sherling, up to Chuliant. Chuliant, Shoup. Shoup, Browning. He can take another three-pointer. That time a little high and way past the rim. Rebound picked up by Daniels. Daniels. With his teammate Huffless. Huffless to Volberg. Volberg out to Coolman. Coolman inside. Ball tipped around. Back inside the paint. And they got a foul on the floor. 72-27. Jackson Heights here. Leads by 43 points. A dominant game. The clock here will run out. As here attempting the and one will be Kaysen Huffless. So gets the and one. It goes in for good. And Jackson Heights secures the victory after losing 73-31 last Friday. They have an even bigger comeback and victory here against Onega on the bounce back win, 72-30. Jackson Heights now improves a 3-2 on this season. Onega will drop to 2-2 on the year. We'll be back here for our post-game show and the player of the game. All here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Jackson Heights wins 72-30 over Onega.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limpcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
yes, Christmas morning. The most wonderful time of the year, and the most likely for someone to trip over a new hoverboard. Good news, the Brian Green Agency can't stop your uncle from plugging too many light strands into one outlet, but they can help make sure your home, auto, and holiday sanity are protected.
This is Brian Green, from slippery driveways to flying fruitcakes. Life happens, but with Brian Green and Allstate on your side, you're always in good hands, even during the festive chaos. The Brian Green Agency wishes you a safe, joyful, and hopefully low-deductible Christmas.
Brick Street Bourbon Catering Services. We do it all. Weddings, business events, receptions, luncheons, birthday parties, dinner parties, showers, funerals, and all your special occasions. We can bring it to you or you can come to us. We offer full catering services in our banquet room and dining room. Contact Brick Street Bourbon in Valley Falls, Kansas. We do it all, big or small. Call 785-217-6357.
Let Farmer State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmer State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmer State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmer State Bank, modern banking, timeless values, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Thinking about selling your land? Want to know what it's worth? At Be Outdoors Real Estate, our local agents live in your community. Whether it's a farm, hunting ground, or homes on acreage, we know how to market your property to qualified buyers who are actively searching in your area. Give me a call today, Chris Seymour, 913-669-7649. That's 913-669-7649. Be Outdoors, real estate made simple.
Kansaland Radio.
It's a sweep for the Cobras down here at Jackson Heights High School. Both girls and boys come away with victories over the Onega Buffaloes. Girls won earlier in our night, 37-32. Boys coming up with a massive victory, 72-30. Recap of our game that we just covered. Jackson Heights left the half 40-17. They dominated that second half as well, scoring 16 points in both quarter three and four, winning 72-30. Looking at the point total, starting here with Onega in defeat, Cason Huffless finished with 14 points, a rebound, and stealing a block with Maddox Honus. He did a lot of work there on the floor in the second game of the year. Three steals and assists, three rebounds, and six total points. 5 points from Graham Bolberg as well. And Ryder Colchman, the freshman there for Onega, finished with 5 points. As the Onega team finished with no three-point shots, 15 turnovers, a total of just 13 rebounds and six steals. So here we are at the Jackson Heights Cobras. They had 11 threes on the game, only 13 turnovers, 35 rebounds, 7 assists, and 10 steals. And you look at the point totals here. Devin Montgomery, 10 points, 2 threes, 2 rebounds. Ian Allen, 3 points, 3 rebounds. Kobe Bauhey, 6 rebounds, 4 points. Hayden Shulansky hit a 3 there in the fourth quarter. Austin Zeller, 4 points as well on top of that. 6 rebounds. Chase Doyle, he had 9 points altogether. And now here for our players of the game, brought to you by for the Farmers State Bank. In Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan, providing modern banking services to bank. Visit with bankwithfarmers.com. Usually you give one player the player of the game, but I don't want to put the limelight on just one player. I want to split it between two. Eli Kirk came out with a dominant performance in this game. In that first half, he went up and put 10 points, 3 rebounds on the floor. He wasn't as productive in the second half with only 5 points. Hit his first 3 of the season to finish with 15 points and 5 rebounds. So I don't want to take that away from him and his great start. But you can't forget about Drake Mellies. 5 steals, 4 assists, 18 points, 4 three-pointers, tripled his amount of threes on this season. Came in today with 2. Now he's got 6, also 3 rebounds. So between Drake Mellies and Eli Kirk, they combined for 33 points, and 3 of those assists from Drake Mellies was also Eli Kirk. So it feels like it's no better fitting than a little cookies and milk combo there right there. Drake Mellies, Eli Kirk getting it done, winning 72-30. All right, Blaine, what are some final thoughts for this matchup? Jackson Heights boys improves to 3-2 on the season, and Onega drops to 2-2.
This is definitely, I will say this, I've said this once, I'll say it again for the Cobra Channel, this will be a fun season. I'm so thankful that I get to be the Cobra commentator for this. It's going to be such a fun year. Seeing the max potential of this team, seeing how good we can do, it lights me up. It hopefully I see something good. And for the, just for the game itself, amazing all around. I mean, you trying to give a player the game. I'm going to be honest. I'm going to give everyone the player the game. Everyone played their part perfectly. There was no real flaw on this team. I thought they did amazing. Now, shout out to the Buffaloes, Case and Huffles especially, still driving in there at the very end. Maddox at the very beginning of the game, stealing the ball all around. So, I mean, not bad part by the Buffaloes, just a little bit outplayed by the Cobras tonight. So hopefully the Buffaloes can go on Friday at Frankfurt to get their win, and Jackson Knights same.
Yeah, and Jackson Knights, again, they hit 11 threes in the game. Onega hit zero. So, again, even if you do take out the threes, still a pretty dominant game here. Jackson Knights would still clearly win, but Jackson Knights, they shot really well tonight. They'd like to continue on the season for Onega. Again, they'd like to take a step forward. They take Frankfurt, their first TVO game here on Friday of this season, as TVO games actually count here before the winter break, but Jackson Knights NETO games do not count before the winter break. Jackson Knights here, they will finish out with McLaugh on Friday, or this Friday, where again, Onega, they will take on the Frankfurt Wildcats. So again, Jackson Heights boys going to 3-2 on this season. Onega Buffalo boys dropping to 2-2 on the year. For the Jackson Heights girls, they improved to 4-1 on the year. Onega girls dropped to 2-2. Jackson Heights girls final was 37-32, and the Jackson Heights boys final was 72-30. Well, thank you for listening here to our post-game show brought to you by Beale Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agriculture real estate. Well, from everybody of our crew tonight, from Bobby, from Seth back in studio, from helping us out tonight, Ethan Will, Grant Bales, Blaine Burdick, and me, Crittenden Prophet, thank you for tuning in to the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This has been high school basketball on Kansaland Radio, recognized by the Kansas Association of Broadcasters for excellence in sports programming.